Well, at the age of three, I was singing in my grandfather's church. Then in high school, I was chosen in the choir to sing the area, Hallelujah.
This in Detroit?
That's in Detroit. Upon graduation from high school, also at a couple of spring concerts. So that was my first taste of an audience. I think my first audience from high school was 4,000 people. Then I went, after high school, I had the occasion to sing on the weekends at a nightclub. And Mickey Stevenson from the A&R department came in to see what was happening with the amateur show and told me to, gave me a card, told me to come to Motown. Well, I did show up the next day, but it wasn't exactly appropriate. I became the first A&R secretary at Motown. And
now you say A&R, that means?
Artists and Repertoire. That's where all the artists go to get their material and where the producers work hand-in-hand with the artists.
So you became their first secretary at Motown in that capacity.
Yes, in that capacity. And one of my favorite things was calling people like Marvin Gaye, who was a session drummer at the time, for sessions. And I had a chance to book my fellow singing mates, the Delphys, Rosalind Holmes and Annette Helton, the two ladies that are standing over there. We're the original group, and we started in 1958. So we're back together after all these years.
Where did the Delphys come from, the name?
What was the name? It means friendship in Greek.
So you're a secretary at Motown. Mary Wells, due to union problems, doesn't come in. And they think Martha Reeves is out there. She's done pretty well along the way. Let's give her a shot, right?
Yes, and then when the Andantes, with the regular backup singers, weren't together, I called Rosalind Holmes and Annette in to sing behind Marvin Gaye, our first background project, and it became his first number one single, Stubborn Kind of Fella, Hitchhike, Pride and Joy. Heatwave was a song that Holland Dozier Holland came up with after Come and Get These Memories. It's about the same time that the Supremes were having Baby Love and a few other of their hits that Holland Dozier Holland wrote. And I just knew because of a heatwave all over the United States that we were in, because they played it on the network news and surprised us all. It's still being used in everything. Right now it's in a film called Backlash, and I'm excited to see that one. Jimmy Mac had sort of a sad connotation to it. My brother was a victim of the Vietnam War. And I kind of put Jimmy Mac as this lover of mine who had gone to the war but never came back. And that's who we're singing to, this guy who went off to Vietnam who has yet to return.
Your personal favorite of all your hits, Martha?
I can't say I have a personal favorite. It would be just like asking me for a favorite brother or sister or a favorite child. I love every opportunity to sing. One of my favorite pastimes is performing.
The most asked for song on the concert circuit?
Jimmy Mac.
Really?
Well, Marvin Gaye had already sang Dancing in the Street when I first heard it. I didn't like his melody. It didn't really fit my voice.
You didn't like its melody?
His melody, yeah.
His melody.
He had written it with Ivy Hunter and William Stevenson, the A&R director. Well, upon hearing it, I said, well, if I can just change it around a little bit, I said, I think I can like it. And it became our first number one.
How did you change it from what to what?
Well, it was kind of a straight melody that a man would sing, and I kind of put a little girl in it.
Can you give me an example?
I made it feminine. Ready for Love was also a Holland Dozier Holland song, and I loved it. It was sort of similar to something that Supremes had recorded, and I was reluctant at first, my first encounter, but after singing it, it's one of our hottest songs. Come and Get These Memories is a song that I know I hold dear to my heart because I've used it in a lot of my romantic encounters. It was a song that kind of fitted our age at the time, and it kind of was the sound of young America. Everybody could relate to Come and Get These Memories. Nowhere to Run is another Holland Dozier Holland song. We had been on the road for a long stint. We were then touring with the Motown Review. And you can imagine a show that had Mary Wells, Stevie Wonder, The Miracles, The Temptations, The Contours, The Marvelettes.
There were many here in Louisville for $2.50 admission, too.
This is one of the first places we came. And on a tour like that, we were kind of tired coming off the road, and it just fitted the occasion. I think the feeling that I had on that song explains how I felt that day after going on the road and coming back in. And we were always scheduled for something. I think it kept us out of trouble. Whenever we went on the road performing, we were in the studio learning how to either model or pack clothes. A stewardess from American Airlines came and taught us actually how to pack clothing so that we could be good travelers. We were getting choreography lessons from Charlie Atkins, modeling instructions from Maxine Powell, and music theory from Maurice King. So we were always getting a lesson of some kind. That's one thing that I attribute Motown to. They looked after us, and they also gave us lessons to continue our careers.